Of course, takes a different view of life if you read Ecclesiastes especially. But here in this, the wise man plans out his life. And what's interesting about this, this word for plans, it's used in a few different places in a different way. Now here in Proverbs 16:1, it describes carefully arranged things, carefully arranged plans. In Genesis 22, verse 9, it's used, that same word is used to refer to stacking wood. Or in Genesis 14:8, organization of soldiers getting ready for battle. It's also used to describe well-crafted arguments in Job 13 and verse 18. But here it's describing a person who has been vigilant in mapping out their life. And he set noble goals and then devised a course to achieve those goals. Now, of course, it's good to map out your life, but there's millions and millions of people around us and throughout history that have carefully mapped out their lives, but like James says, they did it apart from the will of God, right? And that's the problem, that's the issue. And, Solomon's concluding, in this proverb here, that the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And in this proverb, we're not going to read it all, of course, it portrays one who presented his life direction to the Lord, seeking his ultimate approval. So just real quick, three things here. First, it is wise to give careful thought to one's life direction, right? Read all of Proverbs for that. But number two, we must properly prioritize our plans. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33 to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all those things will be added unto you. Solomon would say two verses later, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. Very similar, I think, in a lot of ways to what Paul wrote in Romans 12, 1 and 2 about presenting our lives, our bodies as a living sacrifice. But then finally here, we need to prepare for twists in the road, unexpected changes in our lives, I think is a good way. And the only way to do that is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12 and verse 2. And so, and a lot of people, when they look at Proverbs 16, they think this is just for the youth, right? And I think that's a mistake because it applies to all of us, right? That we should all always involve the will of God in our plans every step of the way. And in Proverbs 16 verse 9, plan your life and let God direct your steps. So just some thoughts for us this Wednesday evening. And if you're here and you are subject to the gospel invitation, it is the Lord's invitation. We would encourage you to take care of that this evening. And you do that by being immersed into Christ for the removal of your sins. And you're doing that because you have a responsive faith. You're going to love God. You want to serve God. You've counted the cost. You believe in Jesus. You want to repent of your sins and confess him before men. So if you haven't done that, let's take care of that, or we need to sit down and study that some more. If you have done that and something in your life has pulled you away, and you need to come back, this is a perfect time to bring it before the church. But if you have any need spiritually, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.